From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Army psychiatrist Nidal Hassan admitted his guilt on day one of his court-martial today. Hassan is defending himself, and he told the jury of Army officers, "The evidence will clearly show that I am the shooter." Hassan is charged with attacking fellow soldiers at Fort Hood in Texas in 2009. That attack left 13 dead and more than 30 wounded. NPR's Martin Kosty was in the courtroom, and he joins me now. And Martin, this sounds like a remarkable scene with Nidal Hassan acknowledging his guilt in front of his victims and family members of those killed. This afternoon, one of those soldiers who was shot and wounded took the stand. What did he say?
Yes, it was Staff Sergeant Alonzo Lunsford. He's now retired. At the time, he worked in this processing center, this medical processing center for soldiers, both coming and going from deployment. He walked into the court with sort of the heavy gait of someone who's been through a lot of pain and a lot of surgery, but he sort of sat down heavily in the witness stand, but then he was quite military, quite proper and precise with his language, and he sort of analytically walked through that horrible day, November 5th of 2009. He talked about the panic in that processing building. He talked about Major Hassan as the threat and his position in relation to this threat as he tried to sort of strategize his way out of it. Escape and evade was his term. And finally, he described the seven times he was shot. He was shot repeatedly and in different locations. At one point, according to his testimony, Hassan pursued him out the building and shot him. Finally, his testimony culminated with him standing up there in his blue dress uniform and indicating for the court where the bullets had struck him. And when that was done, he sort of leveled a glare right at Hassan, who was representing himself in this case, and Hassan kept his eyes down at the table.
What else do jurors hear today as the prosecution starts laying out its case, Martin?
Well, the prosecution is sort of building up the events that led up to the attack. They spent a lot of time this morning talking to the staff of Guns Galore. The staff took the stand and talked about Hassan's interest in semi-automatic pistols. He bought a semi-automatic pistol there with a laser sight. Then he started buying a lot of hollow point bullets and other kinds of ammunition in large quantity. They were struck by that, they said on the stand. They also talked about his purchase of extenders for the magazines for this semi-automatic pistol so that it would be possible to shoot 30 rounds at a time instead of just 20 before changing the magazine.
Now, Martin, I mentioned that Nidal Hassan is defending himself and said to the jury, "I am the shooter." What else did he tell them today?
In acknowledging that the evidence would show that he is the shooter, which was what he said in court, he also said that there was a bigger story here that the trial would not address, in his view. He said that he called himself an imperfect Muslim trying to establish the perfect religion, and he apologized for any mistakes that he made in this endeavor. He also said that he found himself on the wrong side of what he views as the U.S.'s war with Islam, and that essentially he switched sides.
And Martin, what else is to come as this court-martial goes forward?
Well, the prosecution has a long list of witnesses to come. This could take weeks and weeks. They're being very careful. They're being painstaking about how they build this case because it's a capital case. It's death penalty. In fact, the military court-martial rules don't allow Hassan to plead guilty at all. A plea of not guilty was entered on his behalf, and now they're slowly building up a case which they hope will be airtight so that there'll be no grounds for any kind of appeal.
Okay, NPR's Martin Kosty covering the court-martial of Nidal Hassan at Fort Hood in Texas. Martin, thank you.
You're welcome.